Hey everybody, thank you for tuning in. The next 10 minutes are inspired by an accountant, an astronaut, and a shrimp. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the engine. So my boys go to a small private school in town. And the drop-off time is around 7:45 in the morning. So my wife and I have actually taken to waking up before our boys wake up, really dark outside, and just getting a couple sips of coffee down before the boys wake up. Then we start making pancakes. Then starts the grind, right? Pancakes, clean up the whole kitchen, get the boys dressed, get them out, get them dropped off. It's 7:45 in the morning, which is, it's tough. Then we actually go and get another coffee immediately. So we had our coffee at home, get a second coffee, and get home, and it's about 8:10. It's been a whirlwind. Anyone with kids or anyone who's experienced that before understands, just after a little while, good Lord, it's a grind. It's grind. It's grind. And then I, around 11 o'clock, I get to go get some training in, and I see my friend there. He's an accountant, very, very, very talented guy. He's a senior partner at this large international accounting firm, and sometimes I roll in kind of like a zombie, and he laughs at me. So one day I ask him, "Hey, where do you get your inspiration from? Right, when you want to think of something or do something or whatever it is, where do you find your inspiration? Can you will it to come to you, or is it something that just has to strike you?" I was just curious, and he said, "Oh, I hit the beach. I need the beach." He's got a beach house, and he has to go sit at the beach. And it's beautiful. And just the waves. He likes to surf. The waves. The sunset. The air. It's fantastic. I get inspiration there. And I was like, wow. That sounds totally unrealistic in my life. Because I'm not hitting the beach. There's no real great beach, first off, in Northern California, anywhere close to where I live. So I can't just go to the beach and just find this inspiration, you know, really recharge my batteries and get myself back on track. That just doesn't happen. Not for me, not for a lot of people. So I'm like, well, that's great, thank you, but, you know, you might as well have just said, oh, when I fly through space, that's when I'm inspired, because that's about as likely a thing for me to find on the weekend as hitting the beach. So I kind of laughed about this, and then I started thinking about, very frequently people talk about these transformative experiences that they have when they go on, you know, retreats, or they go on this vacation, or they go to some health spa and they, you know, get whatever kind of mud or cucumber or weird wax on their face, and they just sit there and they experience, they breathe, you know, I breathed all weekend. That was my thing. I took deep breaths. It was so incredible. And again, you might as well tell me I have to go around the moon. That's just not happening. I have three little boys. I have a wife. We have things going on. I'm not going to go just focus on my breathing all weekend. So where does that really leave me and everyone else like me who's grinding through and trying to find, you know, inspiration or motivation in their life and get on with the world while still managing the grind? The grind with kids and no kids, job, spouse, whatever. I mean, people grind. Anyone who's trying to do something is going to grind. That's just a fact of life. At least it's a fact in this state. So I've been thinking about this a lot. Can I will inspiration onto myself? Can I pretend I'm at the beach? Probably not. I was listening to an interview with an astronaut recently, and obviously a very inspiring guy, has done incredible things, been up in space and spacewalks and all kinds of things. I wasn't really impressed by that, though. I mean, yes, I understand astronauts do incredible things. That's great. And what was interesting about him is he said when he finally found the portal to look out of the space shuttle or the space station and look down on Earth, he was so excited about it. And he shut his eyes and he went up to the window and opened them. And he said his experience was meh, completely underwhelming. Because we have such great photographs of the world, he said. We already have this streaming HD. You can see the Earth in greater detail on your TV than you really can from space. It's just an amazing thing to think about. You're like, oh, well, we on Earth have it as good as the astronauts as far as the view. But in preparation for the space travel, he had to live underwater for a couple weeks. And he said when he was down underwater, they'd have to do these long swims and, you know, obviously he was living in the submarine kind of thing and going into the water and out of the water. And he said he was taking a night swim on the bottom of the ocean in blackness. And he found a shrimp. And the shrimp had some bioluminescence. And it was translucent, so we could kind of see the organs working. In all of the blackness of the ocean, this soon-to-be astronaut finds this shrimp. And he just stops swimming around and just stares at the shrimp. He said he was there for over an hour, just staring at the shrimp. Complete darkness. Dangers lurking everywhere. At one point, he said he saw a 6-foot hammerhead shark swim by when he was doing something in the capsule. I mean, these were not safe waters. But he found the shrimp. And he watched the shrimp. And that is far more impressive than anything he could have done on the space station for me. Because look, I will never be an astronaut. First off, I'm way too tall. I'm about 6'2". I'll never be up in a space shuttle. And so all the heroic endeavors that he undertook, all the amazing human feats that he experienced and was part of, I will never actually know what those are like. But I do know what it's like to be surrounded by darkness. I do know what it's like to live in a little wooden box and grind and grind and grind. I do know what it's like to have fears of things that could be just lurking just past my eye shot. And I'm not talking about, you know, mythical dragons flying through the air. Try driving down the freeway on 4th of July with your kids in the car and being terrified of drunk drivers, somebody blowing past you at 100 miles an hour, barely missing your car. That's worse than a 6-foot hammerhead shark. I'll take a shark any day past that. For him to be in the ocean, a completely foreign environment, in the dark, and to find this shrimp, and not just to see a shrimp, but to see something of infinite beauty, of infinite curiosity, and to cling on to that. He knew where inspiration came from. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he was just drawn to this thing. But to me, that's seeing the infinite in every object. That's seeing the infinite in everyday experiences. This guy's under the water. You think that's the first shrimp he saw? But he saw that shrimp in that moment. And he allowed himself to delve deeply into that shrimp. And that's more heroic to me in my everyday. That's more instructive to me in my everyday than anything else. Because I look around. I don't have a beach house. I don't have a space station. I don't even have a capsule at the bottom of the ocean. What I have is a desire to be inspired. And if I open my eyes and allow myself to see the infinite beauty of all of the objects around me, I can will myself into inspiration. And that, I think, is one of the greatest struggles that the average person living in suburbia, grinding away, experiences. Finding inspiration in the darkness, in the cold, in the grind. Finding inspiration and allowing yourself to be inspired. If you can do that, then you won't be in the darkness anymore. And on that note, thanks for listening. Go out and crush it.